Now, here's a reality about farming. From the earliest days of this country, it's been an uncertain business. And for many decades, national policies have been designed to smooth out that risk. But, of course, the risk never entirely goes away. You can never control the rain, for example. And lately, the uncertainty has been growing. Corn prices are down. The Farm Bill is stalled in Congress. And there's a sense that good times may be fading. From Nebraska, Grant Gerlach of NET News brings us this report.
I'm standing in a cornfield owned by the Friesen family in central Nebraska near the small town of Henderson. This field is about half picked, which kind of gives it the look of an unfinished haircut.
The truck drivers have the easy job.
Sitting in the cab of his blue semi in a sea of yellow corn stalks, Kurt Friesen says harvest is hectic, but it's his favorite time of year. From this truck, he choreographs a dance of people and machines between cornfields and grain bins. Everyone in the family has a job to do.
Like my dad, he drives auger wagon, and he drives auger wagon only. That's all he's done since 1976, I think. He's driven auger wagon for us. My wife, Nancy, she drives the combine. That's her job. She doesn't like driving truck.
So Kurt drives a truck. So does his son-in-law, who's new on the farm. That's how the Friesens are harvesting 1,100 acres of corn this fall, middle of the pack as far as farm size goes. And with roughly 97 million acres of corn to pick nationwide, this is how much of the crop will be hauled in, with farmers pulling in family and friends as part-time help. The Friesens' giant John Deere combine makes the corn stalks look like matchsticks. Nancy Friesen says it's stressful to be at the controls. These machines cost far more than most houses.
It is a humongous piece of equipment, and it's intimidating. Yeah, it's got lots of bells and whistles and lots of things that will tell you if something's going wrong.
Most of the year, she's in the garden, not the field. But she feels some relief as she mows down the corn and watches the grain flow in.
It is a good feeling when the corn is in the bin and we don't have to worry about it out here anymore. So many weird weather things can happen.
For instance, last year's drought, the worst since the 1950s. Irrigation saved most of the Friesen's crop last year. But Albert Friesen, Kurt's 92-year-old dad, knows firsthand how disastrous drought can be at harvest time. I climb in the cab of the gleaming green tractor he's driving. When he started farming, he did this with horses. In 1938, at age 16, he took over the farm after his dad died. The next year, a drought hit, and the crop was ruined.
There was nothing here. Everything dried up. And then I went to Minnesota to pick corn by hand.
He brought home just $69 that harvest season, just enough to keep the farm. That was a tough year.
But I think we're in for some tough times yet again.
He could be right. This could be the biggest corn harvest in history, nearly 14 billion bushels. But it's not clear what it will be worth. After peaking last year, corn prices are around a three-year low, just as Jason Lewis is joining the Friesen family farm. He's the son-in-law I mentioned earlier. A year ago, Lewis was in a college classroom, but not as a student. He was the professor.
Let's see here. This time last year, I was at California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo, and it's 11. I probably was teaching turfgrass science class.
Now the 35-year-old PhD from the small town of Kearney is hauling corn with earbuds on so he can listen to podcasts while he's in the field. During a break in the action, Nancy Friesen says she's grateful to have extra help on hand.
I love it when I can hear Kurt and Jason talking in the shop, and he's got somebody to talk shop to. I love having the kids back. It takes the pressure off so much.
But Nancy can't talk for long. It's time to start back up. Albert has an empty grain wagon. Jason has a truck to fill. She plunges the combine into the standing corn. The harvest grind will go on another 4 to 6 weeks.
It's just pretty much harvest. I try to clear the schedule. I just figure nothing really happens in October.
At least not until the last load of corn comes in. For NPR News, I'm Grant Gerlach.
His story comes to us thanks to Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project focusing on agriculture and food production. It's NPR News.